Color the structure of Jenny Wilcher for dictating a NASB report on Javier Garcia, date of birth 7/1/1992, date of procedure May 10, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgeny Wilcher, referring physicians, Dr. Jian Yu Li. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is dyspepsia with heartburn, irritation, and dysphagia. Description of procedure. Informed consent of the pain period. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as possible damaging lesions, such as malignancy, or experience of the patient. Patient is brought to anesthesia suite, placed in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with modern anesthesia care, well located in this video. Gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and centered direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, junction, esophagus. Retroflexy is obtained at the cardioperiod, aerosuction from the stem before duodenoscope. Patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings. The proximal metasophagus appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation given the dysphagia. Next line. The Z line was mildly irregular, less than 1 centimeter in length, at 39 centimeters from the bite block. Comma. Biopsies were obtained to rule out causes for dysphagia. Next line. The esophagus appeared widely patent. Next line. There was evidence of mild gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and cerebral H. pylori. Next line. There was evidence of duodenal bulb small erosions and erythema. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation of histology. Next line. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line. The ampulla appeared on the remarkable. Next line. Plan. Follow biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend trial of PPI with omeprazole 20 milligrams daily to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled. Next line. After some discussion with the patient, he does note that he does not chew thoroughly with eating and does eat very fast. I recommend chewing thoroughly and chopping food into bite-sized pieces. Period. May need esophageal manometry for further evaluation of the dysphagia if this does not improve with PPI therapy. Next line, follow-up in the office as previously scheduled. Thank you.